So we're in a period now from Pesach to Shavuos, of which we say in davening when we conclude Sfiras Omer, "L'Tareinu Miklipaisenu Mitumaseinu." But it's a man of Tahara, and as the Mefarshim point out, the Me'emes, Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, Shlita Yibadal L'Chaim L'Chaim, that the parshas which we read during these weeks between Pesach and Shavuos are all related to Hilchos Tahara. Whether it's Tzaras, or Nida, and Zavon, all the different types of Tumas are in these weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, because the Kriyas HaTorah reflects the Avodas Hazman, which is L'Tahareinu Mitumaseinu. And of course, the Zman from Pesach to Shavuos is the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not Shalim, until we came to Har Sinai, to which Hashem said, "Anecha Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hayetzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim." Now I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. So you have to explain and understand this relationship between L'Tahareinu Mitumaseinu and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and why it is that Shavuos is the grand finale, the day of Tahara, which we know it is. V'zarak De'alecha Mayim Tahayrim. The Ari says that the mikvah on the night of Shavuos comes from the highest places. So what type of a Tahara is this, in particular? So we know that Mitzrayim was a place of tremendous Tumah. Chazal tell us that had they stayed even another moment in Mitzrayim, they would have fallen into Chamishim Shari Tumah. So that means that all the Tumahs were in Mitzrayim. But it would seem that, although it's true that throughout Eretz Mitzrayim, there was Tumah everywhere, and of course Pyro and his Chatumim, and the whole culture of Mitzrayim was one which was filled with Kishuf, which uses Kochas HaTumah. The house of Pyro had a particular Tumah, which was unique, and it seems that's the Tumah of Tzaras. And the reason why Tzaras, as we'll see, is mostly connected to the house of Pyro, because the epicenter of all the Tumah is of course Pyro, and the Tumah of Tzaras is the most chomer of all Tumas, as Chazal tell us, that a mace is, of course, the Avi Avos HaTumah, but a Metzorah is Chashav Kameis, and we learn that from Paro himself. The Torah tells us, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, that Paro had died. Chazal say, according to one day, he didn't actually die, he had Tzaras. So, we have to explain and understand Tzaras in the house of Paro, where it comes from. So to do that, we have to go back, as we've mentioned previous times, to the first interaction between Klal Yisrael as a whole and Paro, which is in Parashas Lech Lecha, when Avram is instructed, at least according to some Rishonim, to go down to Mitzrayim, to the house of Paro. And of course Paro takes Sarah, familiar with the story, and as an Onesh, Sarah brings upon the house of Paro Tzaras. So the Torah tells us, Vayinag Hashem is Paro, Negayim Gedoyim Leves Beso. Now note the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's very clear, Negayim, which is Tzaras, to Paro and to his house. The Ramban here says that this Maisa, these Negayim which were brought upon Paro, is a Maisa of a similar banim to the Makos which Moshe would bring on Paro in future days. Now if that's the case, let's extrapolate the following concept. That if we see here in Maisa Avosam and Labanim that the Makos are coming from these Negayim that were brought in the house of Paro, it would suggest that the Makos, Bechlalias, are considered to be Makas Tzaras. The fact that Shchin is one of the Makos suggests that as well, because in Parshas Tazriya Mitzayra, we find that there's a type of a Tzaras which is called Shchin, that Hashem actually brought Tzaras upon the house of Paro and Mitzrayim. It really gets it explicit medrash in the Tanchuma that when Moshe is at the Sneh, interacting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's asking for signs to come to Paro, and Hashem says to him, "Havi na yodcha bechekecha, v'hi na yodo mitzaras." So Moshe takes his hand, puts it in his chest, takes it out, the back and forth, Tzaras, being healed. What's that for? So the Medrash says, Ma ha tzaras davar tamei, Just like Tzaras is a davar tame, kach haMitzrim tameim. The Mitzrim are tame, or metamen is Yisrael, and the metamen ben Yisrael with their Tzaras. So kach says the Medrash. Ani metaris Yisrael mitumas Mitzrayim. So we see the whole seder of being in Mitzrayim, and Tzias Mitzrayim is one of taharas hatzaras. And so says the Shla. He writes this in Aseret Sedibros, Mesachat Pesachim, Matzah Shira. This idea of Mitzrayim, Paro being a klipas tzaras, tumas tzaras, and Tzias Mitzrayim being taking Bnei Yisrael out of that. Now, not only do we see that Paro has tzaras, that's very clear from Chazal that he bathed in Jewish blood of the Jewish babies to heal himself from this tzaras, but Chazal tells us that Bas Paro also had tzaras. The Torah tells us in the reading of Parsha Shmos that the daughter of Paro goes down to the Nilus, to the river, Lirchutz al Hayor. So what does it mean that she went to be Breichetz? So we have 2 days in Chazal. One says she went Lehizgayer, and one says no, she went because she had tzaras. Now why should Bas Paro have tzaras? We understand why perhaps Paro did, because of everything which he was doing to Bnei Yisrael, but why Bas Paro? So, if we explain that, it goes back to Sarah, that the Torah tells us, Vayinaga Hashem as Paro, that he got this tzaras, huvi as Besai. It means the house of Paro was also afflicted with tzaras. It would explain why Bas Paro has tzaras. Now, the Zohar Kodesh tells us something very interesting. It's also brought down in Pirkei de Blazer. However, the Tikkun Zohar in Tikkun Chaf Aluf adds a very interesting prat. That when Bas Paro went down to the Yor for her tzaras, and she touched the Teva of Moshe, and she pulled Moshe out of the water, she was healed from her tzaras. So what we see very clearly from here is that the siman, first of all, that Hashem gives to Moshe by the sneh, that through the sticking your hand in, taking it out, the tahara from tzaras, that this is a siman to what will be done to Bnei Yisrael, to be metahar them from tzaras. We see even here that Moshe has the koyach to be merape bas paro from her tzaras. That's also a siman to what Moshe will do in Mitzrayim. But Tikkun Zohar adds something interesting. It's not just the pshat that Moshe healed bas paro. He took upon himself the tzaras. Moshe himself was a mitzayra because he was mekabel it upon himself. This is, by the way, parenthetically, a very big cloud when it comes to tzaddikim and how they're able to be merape, choylem, matir asurim, and be po Yeshuas b'kefal aretz. A tzaddik, not that he's a miracle worker, is that he has such mysterious nefesh b'klal Yisrael because of his great avos Yisrael, that he's makabel upon himself the tzaras of others. And you see that from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Moshe and Shal Yisrael, that he accepted upon himself the suffering of Bas Paro, and he himself became a mitzayr. It could be, by the way, now that Moshe, if we say that Moshe had tzaras, why it is, and we spoke about this a few weeks ago, the fact that, you know, did Moshe know he was Jewish? Did he know he was Jewish? Did they know he was Jewish? But the fact that Moshe was a Metzaira, which was only something which seemed to be like a simin to the house of Paro, so he was in the house of Paro and he had tzaras. And it could be that's the reason why that the Torah refers to him as an Ish Mitzri. Ta'al Kopanim, we see by the Sneh something interesting. The Zohar continues this discussion and says that at the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu had a refuah from the tzaras. When Hashem said to Moshe, Shana alecha mi'al raglecha, remove your shoes, he wasn't referring only to shoes, physical shoes, he was referring to the body. The body which is like a shoe, which is like a keli to the neshama, Hashem was saying to Moshe, it's time to take off that old guf and to put on a new guf, which is free of your tzaras. So I want to go back and add, perhaps, another point, that which Chazal say 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not she went lirchotz to be mezgayer or to be roichetz from the tzaras, we can say that both are true. That really she went down in order to heal herself from her tzaras. But when she saw that by touching the Teva Moshe that she had a refuah, she said there's something special here, and she decided to be mezgayer. It's really both are true. Now this idea that Moshe has tzaras and he has to flee. Eventually, he flees the house of Paro, and he flees Mitzrayim, and he runs off to, like we had mentioned, he goes to Cush, and then he comes afterwards to the house of Yisro. So, this brings us to another fundamental discussion when it comes to the Seder of Taharas HaMetzayra, which is what the Torah tells us, V'hu v'al HaKohen, that the entire Seder of Tahara for our Metzayra has to be through the Kohen. Not only that, but the Torah tells us that the Seder of Tara requires two tziparim. One, to be shoychit the tzipor. One of them has to be shachted. And then we take the tzipor hachaya, and we stick it along with Eitz Erez, Vishnitoilas, and Ezov, and we dip it into the blood of the tzipor hashchuta, and we send it al pnei asada, we send it away. Now this is going to be important for us to keep in mind when we a little bit later on in Mitzvah Shem. But let's focus firstly on this idea called Ruhuva Lakoin. That one has to come to the coin, and Chazal say, Ruhuva Lakoin, afilu bal karcho, he could be brought against his will to come to the coin for his tar. Now, Naniach, if we say that Paro in the house of Paro afflicted with Tzaras, we know that Paro had three advisors. Ron, Yisro, Bilam, and Eov. Bilam, who said that Bnei Yisrael should be oppressed, he was killed. Yisro, who objected, so he ran away and he was saved. And Yisro, who was quiet, Yisro objected, he ran away, and he was saved, and he eventually became a ger. But Eov was shosik. Eov was quiet. There's different ways of saying this, by the way. That's not the only way. We found other chazals, different ways of saying what happened to these three. But Eov, who was quiet, so he was afflicted with Yisur. Okay? Now, what's interesting about these three characters is the following. That chazal say about Bilam, that Bilam was an Ish Mitzayra. He was a Mitzayra, it says in the Zayar Kodesh and Parshas Balak, Shal Yud Aleph Dvarim Tzaraz Baim, that Tzaraz comes from 11 things, V'kulu Isnehu B'Bilam, and all of them are found in Bilam. Okay? So Bilam, who comes from the house of Paro, he has Tzaraz. What's interesting is that Bilam and Yisro have interesting, polar opposite fates at the end of the day, what ends up happening to them. But we see is that Bilam, who is a Metzaira, has to also come to the Kohen. Because what's the destiny of Bilam? Bilam ends up being killed by who? By Pinchas. Pinchas, we know, is the Kohen. Right? So we see that Bilam, he had a certain tikkun, we're not going to get into that discussion now, through the hands of the Kohen, it was Niskayim on him as a Metzaira, Behuva al Kohen. He was brought to Pinchas, and Pinchas takes care of him. Yisro, on the other hand, who is in the house, comes from the house of Paro, who as such may have also been afflicted with Tzaras. And what's interesting is that Moshe, who is the Ishmitri, he runs to the house of Yisro, right? Now Yisro is also has a Behuva Lakoin. How? But Yishma Yisro. Yisro hears about the amazing things happening to Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah tells us that he comes to Bnei Yisrael, but it says, Vayavo, Aharon v'chozik Bnei Yisrael lecha lechem im choseh Moshe lefnei Elokim. That Aaron and the Zakenim come to be with Yisro. So we see that Yisro comes to Bnei Yisrael, and his first interaction is with Aaron HaKohen. And the Torah notes that he eats lechem with Aaron HaKohen. Why is that important? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Al tilchem lechem im tzar ayin. That you're not allowed to eat lechem with a person who has tzar ayin. The Chazal say elsewhere, tzar ayin is the word tzaras. Tzaras is like tzaras, and then the letter ayin is tzar ayin. So the fact that Aaron, that he was breaking bread together with Yisro, shows that through his geirus, he had a tahara from that tzaraz. But that's why he had to come dafka to Aaron to have that bread. What's interesting is that the Shach notes something, the Shach al Atayra, says something interesting. That when a Mitzayra would be chutz lamachane, and the Kohen would go out to greet the Mitzayra, because he was mechutz lamachane. So the Shach says that when the Kohen would go, and people would see the Kohen going, everybody would follow the Kohen to go be metahar the tzara, the Mitzayra. Because how could you see the Kohen going and not go along with him? His lashon is, Mi raha Kohen kadosh yotze v'lo yetze ima. You could see the Kohen kadosh leaving the camp, which he never did, and nobody would go with him, everybody would go with him. He's really playing a lashon, which we find elsewhere by Yisra. That the Medrash tells us that Moshe went out to get Yisro, because Yisro asked Moshe to come greet him, so he shouldn't be embarrassed. And it says that Moshe went, and when Aaron saw Moshe went, he went together with Moshe, and then the Zakenim went, and everybody went, all the Klaiso went to greet Yisro. Why? Because Mi Ra Moshe Yotze, the Aaron Yotze, and the Zakenim Yotze, Mi Lo Yotze Man. So he borrows the Lashon Lashach, which we find by Yisro. So in the same way that Moshe and Aaron went out to greet Yisro, that was the same concept which we find by the Mitzvah according to the Shach, that everybody would go out to greet the Mitzvah. So we see that Yisro, who comes from the house of Paro, from base Paro, that he was in the club of Paro, that Chevashaf, so that Tzaras is Nitter Al Yedei, the fact that he comes to Aaron HaKohen. There's a very big difference though. There was Yisro and there was Bilam. Yisro went Beratzon, and Bilam didn't come. But it says, we darshan, Behuva El HaKohen, Afilu Bal Karcha. He could be God against his will. And that's what happened to Bilam. We'll get to the third in Mitzvah Shem soon, but let's go to Moshe for a second. Moshe's the Mitzvah. Where does Moshe go? To the house of Yisro. Why to the house of Yisro? Because of Behuva El HaKohen. Because Yisro is called the Kohen On. So even Moshe's beginning of his Taharas HaTzaras is that he comes to the house of Yisro. Yisro is the Kohen. Now, we know that the Tahar of the Kohen, as we mentioned, requires the Tutziparim. And we find a remnant to the Maisa of the Tutziparim in the life of Moshe himself and his Tahar. There's only two things we know about the wife of Moshe. Her name was Tzipar. One is that Moshe divorced her. And two is that when Moshe was being swallowed by the snake, she goes ahead and runs and does meal on one of Moshe's sons, their sons, and by that she saves Moshe's life. These two episodes, perhaps, are alluded to in the Seder of the Taira of the Metzaira through Shtei Tziporim. Shtei Tziporim is a remnant to the two episodes of Tzipora, Eshes Moshe. One, that the Dam Hashchuta, the Tzipor Hashchuta, is a remnant to the fact that she did bris mila, and she shed Dam on her son, and then she threw it to the feet of Moshe, which is being swallowed by a Nachash, and we know, without getting into it, that the Nachash is the Shirish of all Tzaras. That's called the Tzipar Hashchuta, the Shchita, which Tzipayra did, which is Marumas in the Dam, right? And that's why you take the Tzipar Hachai, and you dip it into the Dam of the Tzipar Shchuta, to show that really these two things are connected, because it's really one Tzipayra, Eshes Moshe. And the fact that we take the Tzipar, and we send it off Pnei Asada, that's like what the Torah says, Achar Shiluchecha, that Moshe, he sent away Tzipor. So these two actions which Moshe did, by the Sneh he sent her away. Because he sent her away twice, one after Matan Torah, one before Matan Torah, which what the Torah says, that Yisro was bringing Tzipor. Why was Yisro bringing Tzipor? He was coming for his own Tyra from Mitzayir, and he was also bringing to Moshe that Tzipor, which he sent away. Moshe also had a Tyra from Tzipor, through the Tzipor. So we see Moshe also, through the Seder of the Shtei Tziporim, has a Tara also. When it comes to the Sneh. Because the Sneh is the place where Moshe has that Tara. As Hashem says to him, now that you've done this, you brought yourself, and Moshe now is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send away Tzipora. That's what it is. It's also Shana Lachem Ha'arug Lachem, need to send away your wife. That's what HaKadoshim tell us. I think it may be the Zayar. So this is the place where the Sneh, where Hashem says to Moshe, I'm giving you a new guf, you're having your own Tara from your own Mitzvah. Because Moshe himself also came from the house of Parah, but as we mentioned, he was Mekabel that Tzaras upon himself from Bas Parah. Now why is that Nogian important to our sugya? Before we explain, let's go to Iyuv. Now actually, let's finish off with Moshe. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said before, by the Sneh he was Mekabel his Tara. And by leaving Mitzrayim, as we said before, that was the sage of the Tara of Tzaras. The culmination of that is by Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the place of the Sneh. So the Sneh is the Makom of Sinai. And in fact, the Zaya tells us that it was on Tesvav Nisan that Hashem had that interaction with Moshe by the Sneh. Those 7 days of Pesach were the 7 days that Moshe spent together with Kadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai, the Hainu by the Sneh. And here, Moshe had a Tahara from his Tzaras, and when it comes to show, is that just like Moshe has a Tahara from his Tzaras by Har Sinai, so too B'nai Yisrael, after counting 7 weeks, and the Yom HaShmini, which is like Shavuos after 7 weeks, the eighth day, which is Shavuos, then you still have a Seder of Tyra. That's what's called a Taharena Matumasena. These 7 weeks are like the 7 days that a Mitzayra has to be Misakin himself, Shavuos being the culmination of that. Zarakten Lechamayim Taharim, that's the Mayim Chaim, which is the Tara for the Seder of the Mitzayra. And this also goes together with the Shtei HaLechem, which is the Al Tilchem Lechemim Tzayin, the Inkamak Mahachvazen. What about Iyov? So there's a Medrash Pliya which says the following thing. It says when Iyov saw the Misas B'nei Aaron, he said, Lezayis Yechara Libi. Now I'm very scared. Very scared. He was petrified to see the Misa B'nei Aaron. So what's up, Shad? So let's begin the Tar Mahalach according to what the Chida says. The Chida quotes Chachmi Ashkenaz explaining Pshat as follows. that we know that Iyov was the one who was silent at the time that Paro was asking his advisors what to do. And terrible things happened to Bilam. Yisro ended up okay, but nothing similarly happened to Iyov, right? Later on, it gets pretty bad for him, but that's only later on. We'll have to explain when that happened. But the Chachmei Ashkenaz say that Iyov was okay with the fact that he was quiet until he saw Mises B'nai Aaron. Why? Because Nadav and Avihu went in and they died. Nadav was the one who did all the talking. Avihu was the one who listened. He was silent. Yet not only did Nadav die for having the idea, but Avihu died also. So now Iyov was afraid. Why? Because he saw that Avihu was shoysik, and yet he was killed. So now Iyov was scared for himself because he was silent and he thought terrible things would happen to him as well. That's the Chidas Pshat. He rejects it because he says, I found in a Medrash that not only did Nadav talk to Avihu, but Avihu talked to Nadav too. So he says, we're back to square one. Al-Kaponim, we see from here, is that Iyov was shoysik, and terrible things befell him because he was shoysik. But when did these things start to befall Iyov? When? So the Medrash says, by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Ari finds a remiss to this in the Pasuk, Yimincha Hashem, Nedar Yabakuyach, Yimincha Hashem, Tirats Oyev. Oyev, he says, is the Osios Iyov. And he bases it on a Zayar, that it was at the time of the Kriyas Yamsuf that Hashem began to afflict Iyov. Yeah, we spoke about this. Yeah. So I want to add the following thing based on what the Ari adds. The Ari adds, Tirats is the Osios Tzaras. Tirats Oyev says the Ari, Tzaras Iyov. Why Dafka Tzaras? Iyov is afflicted with many things. Nobody who suffered like Iyov. But the Pshat is like this. That really, Bilam and Yisro also got Tzaras for being in the house of Paro. But Hashem didn't give Iyov right away, so he thought he was got clear. He was in the clear. So when did Hashem bring the Tzaras and Iyov? When did he give him the affliction of the house of Paro? Dafka by Kriyas Yamsuf. He brought it onto him. When B'nai Yisro were leaving Mitzrayim, that's when Iyov got it. So with this, we can explain, Kevin Shara Misas B'nai Aaron, he said, L'zais, Yecher Alibi, the Medrash is addressing the following question. We know that Yisro went to Aaron HaKohen and he had a tikkun for his tzaras. So Iyov, we see from here, from the Ari, that he was afflicted with tzaras. Why didn't he go to Aaron also? He could have been healed had he come to B'nai Yisrael. He lived at the time. So the pshat is, when he saw the Misa B'nai Aaron, he didn't go. Because he said like this, look what happens in the house of Paro. He says, it's very scary to come to Aaron. I mean, not to the house of Paro, the house of Aaron. It's hard to come to the house of Aaron HaKohen. Even his own two sons who were tzaddikim, they were killed. So I'm going to come to Aaron HaKohen? So the Medrash is addressing, why is it that Iyov didn't come like Yisro came to Aaron for his tahara from tzaras? Teret says, he said to himself, I would rather live a living life and have tzaras than risk coming to the house of Aaron and being killed. Because even his two great sons were killed in the house of Aaron HaKohen. So Akopanam, let's conclude, and we'll say that the Seder of the Tahareinu Mitu Meisenu from Pesach until Shavuos is one of Taharas HaMetzairah, from Metara, so from Ra'al Tzaras, and Tikkun of all those things which brings about Tzaras. And therefore, B'derech Rem, as we said before, the key words here are Vehuva El HaKohen. First of all, Vehuva is Vigmatche Iyo, but he didn't come to the Kohen. But Vehuva El HaKohen is a Remez to this Seder from Pesach to Shavuos, because the Zayar says, "V'huva l'kohen da Kadosh Baruch Hu." Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kohen. What's Pshat of the Zayar? The Pshat is that yes, Hashem is the Kohen. When do Bnei Yisrael come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kohen, for their tar from their tzaras? That's on Shavuos, where the pasuk says, "When they receive the tar, panim v'panim divar Hashem achem." So therefore, the whole Seder from Pesach to Shavuos is to bring Bnei Yisrael up to the mountain where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's called V'huva l'kohen, and that happens on Atzeres, which is Shavuos. So that's why El HaKohen with a Nun de Mansapach, which is Gematria 700, is Gematria Atzeres, and Vehuva El HaKohen is Gematria Sinai. That Sinai, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Ahainu Atzeres, is the Kim of Vehuva El HaKohen to Mimtaras from Atzeres. And when we do that, we're Mahapich the word Saras into the word Atzeres. Like it says, Kulu Hapach Lavan Tarhu. You have to be Mahapich the Neged Saras. You have to be mahapik tzaras into the word atzaras. And that's really what Shavuos is. It's that tire of a zarak, the chlam, toim, mishvezecha, tara, and kedushin, and kol, to misenu. And once again, v'hubah ala kain, to greet, kachbroch upon him, and mishach, to kainu, and have a minu, amen.